Welcome to the Feminine Frequency Podcast. I'm your host, Amy, from Amy Natalie Co., spiritual teacher, mindset coach, and speaker. I'm here to remind you how to tap into your feminine frequency to elevate your relationships, attract more money, and feel confident in your body. Each week, I'll be sharing wisdom from guest experts and guided meditations, along with my favorite spiritual mindset techniques, so that you can access abundance, love, and manifest a life that is in alignment with your soul's true desires. Let's do this, sister. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to this episode of the Feminine Frequency Podcast with my guest, Andrea Freeman. Today, we are talking all about creating an abundance mindset, the art of manifesting, and embodying your visibility. Before I introduce Andrea, I want to share that this is my last week in Guatemala. And for those of you who have been following along my nomadic travel journey on Instagram, on my stories, you have probably seen that it has been quite an adventure here in Guatemala. And my next stop is in Austin, Texas. So I'm going to be staying with some dear friends of mine, Adi and Michael Kaju, who are friends that I actually met at Burning Man a few years ago, and I'll be spending some time with them and connecting with some really amazing community in Austin for a couple of weeks before I head back to California. And yeah, I'm just ready for this next chapter of my adventure, and I'm also really, really excited about the women who have already registered and who are joining me for the Feminine Frequency Journey, which is starting on August 10th. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Feminine Frequency Journey, it is a six-week live course where I'm going to be teaching the feminine principles, teaching you how to get into soul alignment, connect to your intuition, discover your soul calling, work through emotional alchemy, which is a process that I like to support women with to really stay in alignment with their soul and to process emotions in a really healthy, beautiful way, and then also really practicing the art of manifesting. So if you have been listening to the podcast and you've been following my work, I highly invite you and recommend to join me for the Feminine Frequency Journey. And if you register by tomorrow, which is, I believe, the 16th, which is Friday the 16th, then you will save $222 on this course. So scroll down to the link in the show notes to join me for the Feminine Frequency Journey to find out more info about that. I specifically created this course for you, my podcast listeners, because I personally know what it's like to have mentorship and support and to be surrounded by like-minded people on a spiritual journey. And I have been in a place in the past where I tried to do it on my own, where I was, you know, getting a lot of value from listening to podcasts and reading books. And what I want to share with you is that the depth of learning and the pace and the rate that you can excel on your spiritual journey when you have more of an embodied way of learning about it. We're going to be doing embodiment practices, guided meditations, live coaching and Q&A, ways to really, really experience your transformation that are not just so much in your mind, the intellectual way, which is like the thinking and the processing, but really having this beautiful, powerful transformational experience. There's nothing like it. And I'm really, really excited to share this with you. So come on over, join me for the Feminine Frequency Journey. I would love, love, love to support you and connect with you. And this is a really, really great way to get a taste of what it would be like to be supported by a coach and a mentor and to accelerate your growth on your spiritual path. So that is what's coming up. And for today's episode, I'm going to introduce Andrea Freeman, my guest, who had so many beautiful words of wisdom to offer and beautiful frameworks. This episode is really specifically for women who are entrepreneurs. However, if you are considering starting a business or you would really like to just learn more about an abundance mindset, this episode is also great for you too. So Andrea Freeman started her first business when she was 12 years old. Three businesses and a lot of learning later, she was hosting red carpet celebrities in her event planning business, but she felt unfulfilled. She said to herself, there must be a better way. And that was the pivotal moment that prompted a soulful search. Today, as the creator of the Host Your Life Accelerator and the Upleveled Entrepreneur podcast, Andrea uses her successful track record as a business owner to help business owners align with their purpose, create results with greater ease, and make a lasting impact in the world. And I really, really love the way that Andrea integrates and combines personal development, leadership, spirituality with business. I know you're going to love this interview. Enjoy, and we'll see you on the other side. Hello, Andrea, and welcome to the Feminine Frequency Podcast. I am so grateful to have you here today.
Amy, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I am really looking forward to hearing more about your entrepreneurial journey. I know that you've been, you know, had an entrepreneurial spirit for most of your life. And I know that you have lots of wisdom to share with our listeners today about manifesting and abundance. And I'm just really excited to dive in. So why don't we start with a little bit about your journey to, you know, being a podcast host and sharing your gifts with the world and being a business owner. I'd love to hear a little bit about what brought you here to this place.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been a windy path, to say the least, and it has involved, you know, a lot of exploration and curiosity. I got bitten by the bug, for entrepreneurial journey at like 12 years old and started a babysitting business. Now, that was like a teeny tiny little business, never even really a formal business, but I was business minded. I definitely got certified to babysit and then instantly went into marketing and monetizing. So taking something that I'm passionate about and making money with it is something that's always been there for me. And it's had a lot of different iterations. So I also had other jobs. I worked as a public school teacher in New York City, and I then worked for a leadership development company. But I've also been a caterer with my own catering company and then a celebrity event planner. In all of that exploration and curiosity, one of the things that has been probably the most common thread in my life is personal development. I'm a kid who picked up her first book about yoga and meditation and deep breathing when I was 12 years old. So simultaneously in developing as a business owner, I've always been developing as a human being and as a spiritual being. So those two things are really linked for me, and they were always linked behind the scenes in any business that I was doing for many, many years. And this is, as a mindful business coach, the first business that I have where I'm like completely out of the closet, like totally fully expressing my spiritual nature and not holding any part of myself back. I feel for the very first time in my life, I really get to be me, all of me in my business.
Yeah, the word that comes to mind is liberation, right? It's like the unfolding of all of this time where this has been behind the scenes. I can imagine that it feels just really freeing and liberating to be able to be yourself and to kind of merge all of these different parts of you.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not like I ever was kind of actively trying to suppress it. It just always seemed like something that for me, up until, you know, just a few years ago, that I did something, you know, spiritual and had those practices, they were behind the scenes. And it was in order to be able to be, you know, more of my own self and more self-expressed in my business and in all areas of my life. But now it is something where I feel like so excited to share like that part of myself with everybody else too. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I really love this intersection of spirituality and business. I think that most women, and maybe I would say a lot of women, but a lot of entrepreneurs understand that in order to go against the grain or to step outside of the social construct and norms of having a stable job where you've got kind of like the path laid out for you and climbing the corporate ladder and working a set schedule to now really taking the leap and following something that you're passionate about or, you know, solving a solution and creating your own schedule and starting your own business. Like there's a lot of mindset work and belief work that has to happen behind the scenes to shift out of the programming of, you know, kind of just the quote unquote easy way of doing things, which we all know that if you're working a job that you actually don't enjoy and you're, you know, going to work every day and just doing things that you don't enjoy, like that's not actually easy. It might be safe, but it's not the easy route. So I really do love, you know, that you're integrating and teaching about more of the mindset and the mindfulness of what it takes to be a business owner, because it does take so much courage and we have so many personal blocks and programmed blocks in our minds that we actually have to overcome in order to be successful and to be visible and to put ourselves out there. So the work that you're doing is so, so needed.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So we all know that, you know, when we talk about entrepreneurship and following your soul calling or living in your purpose, one of the topics that comes up so often is money. Like, how am I going to make money? How am I going to be successful? How am I going to support myself? And there's also a lot of programming, mindset programming around that, that gets to be looked at if you are going to, you know, go out on your own and be an entrepreneur and run a business. So I'd love to hear a little bit about your perspective around the concept of abundance and how women who are listening can start to align with more of an abundance mindset versus like a scarcity mindset or being like wrapped up in the fear around money.
Yeah. Oh, such a good question. Because at the end of the day, our business should serve us in the way that it feels good to do something that we love to do, right? And it feels good to make the impact that we get to make. And it's such an opportunity to share our gifts with the world. But it also should serve us financially, right? And the more our business serves us, you know, on every level, the more good work we can do and we can make available in the world. So I am 100% here for getting as fully aligned with your abundance mindset as you possibly can, and understanding that it is definitely an evolution, right? You know, in my own entrepreneurial journey, I definitely found that the more layers that I peeled back about my money mindset and what I believed was possible, definitely increased what I was capable of receiving in my business. So I believe that, you know, foundationally, like, let's just start with like some assumptions that I'm just going to base this conversation on, is that foundationally, we are really here as human beings to fully thrive in the world, that we are put here to thrive it, and that it, that nobody is an exception, right? That everybody is here to receive and to live fully for whatever they say their purpose is, right? So when you get like at a base level and at a, you know, very energetic level that you can be in alignment with the things that you wish to receive, and that when you're not, you can repel the things that you wish to receive, it becomes critical to go to work on your mindset, right? So in my own celebrity event planning business, I'll just give you like a really deep personal example. I got to a point where like 5 years into my business, I was thriving in many aspects. I was, you know, planning events for celebrities. I was planning high net worth, you know, private clients and big corporate clients. And, you know, I had like all the kind of clients that I had always wanted to acquire. And from the outside, it looked super successful. And from what I had thought would be the definition of success, it even looked very successful. But on the inside, I was feeling really disconnected, right? So even though I was, you know, achieving what I thought I always wanted, there was this disconnect. And so I wasn't receiving like the money that I wanted to be receiving in my business, right? And I realized that at that point in life, I really felt like a guest at someone else's party. Like when you're looking at who you're being in your business and in your life, you could be, I think, one of two things. You could be a guest. And when you're a guest at a party, you don't get to say who's invited or what kind of music is playing or what kind of food is served, right? Like, you just take what's offered. And so from a business perspective, I was looking around and I was like, what's everybody else offering? What's industry standard? How is everybody else finding clients? How is everybody else marketing? This is what we do in our businesses, right? When we're getting started, 5 years into business, I still had kind of a very beginner mindset, right? And that wasn't working and I needed to shift away from that. I needed to become a host. I needed to be able to declare what was authentic for me and figure out how to manifest it, figure out how to have it show up in my life. And so what it is to be a host is that, and I discovered this honestly by working with such high performers, right? Like getting to be around celebrities who were sustaining their results year after year after year, and not just like one hit wonders, right? But like showing up every single day in their spiritual practices, in, you know, in all of their abundance mindset practices, and pull those things into my business. And this is what I decided that I saw all of these peak performers doing, that I saw them, honoring their why, not just having a why like everybody else says, like, you know, determine your why, figure out what your why is. And then the conversation kind of ends there. It's actually about honoring it. It's about showing up every single day and infusing it into every single piece of your life and your business, right? And really nurturing that. So that's the first piece. Then owning who you truly are. And this is where I was talking about keeping certain parts of myself at arm's length, right? It started to feel uncomfortable to not have the deep, soulful, meaningful conversations that I wanted to be having, that my heart was yearning for. And so I started to incorporate those more and more into my business. And as I did, I started to transition from event planning into business coaching, because there was only so much room for that kind of conversation in the event planning world. It wasn't really what my clients were coming to me for. So then that's where the shift comes in. That's where the S is, the shifting your perspective. So when you're starting to own more of who you are, right? You're starting to not keep any part of yourself at arm's length. You're starting to overcome your self-doubt and notice that you have these limiting beliefs and it's time to work through them. That's where you have to cultivate the practices that allow you to shift your perspective. So that's where you're meditating, you're journaling, your affirmations, whatever the things are that get you to that place of stillness to be able to hear your intuition and your inner callings, so that ultimately, you end up in this place where you're very clear about why you do what you do, the way you do it, what differentiates you, all of the things that make you so very qualified to do what you do in a way that no one else can. And then ultimately, you step out and the T is take inspired action, that you start creating in your business, not from a place of lack or scarcity, where so many business owners are creating their goals from, right? I don't have X revenue. I don't have X number of clients, but I want to have that number, right? And instead, creating from a place of inspiration, from a very effervescent, full, generous place where you are so filled up with what you have to share with the world that you can't help but give it away, right? And that energy is what aligns you for abundance, for manifesting, whether it's the money, whether it's the clients, whether it's the feeling of joy and satisfaction and fulfillment and knowing that your work is making a difference and actually really being able to be present to it instead of just, you know, I check that off my to-do list and onto the next thing, never taking a moment to celebrate my wins, right?
Yeah, beautiful. And I can definitely relate. I think, you know, for my listeners who have been listening for quite some time now, they've seen quite an evolution in my business, in the way that I've operated my business. And what I hear that you're sharing and the way that I like to see it is like shifting out of this more masculine way of doing business, where it's, you know, following the structure and the strategy and looking to what everyone else is doing and checking off the list, and really moving more into a soul aligned business and more of the feminine way of doing business. And we need both. We still need the masculine energy where you take action, right? The last piece of your process is taking inspired action, but not from that place of scarcity. And so I'm curious to know, when it comes to like showing up in the abundance mindset, even when there's not evidence in front of you. So let's say someone's mm-hmm. starting a business, they've only worked with a few clients or they don't have clients. Like, how can they continue to show up from that frequency of generosity and giving when, like, maybe in their bank account or on their spreadsheet when they're tracking their numbers, like, that hasn't come in yet?
Such a great question. So this is one of those spaces where you have to really dig deep and cultivate that unwavering faith. Because, like, I mean, I love to garden, and I don't know if anybody else listening loves to garden or has ever done it, even if you don't love to do it. The day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit. So I feel like there's a certain amount of patience involved, and you'll test your own faith in a way, right? And so you're developing a muscle in your business when it comes to being able to know that you are taking soulfully aligned actions that are going to produce results, and that you have the stamina to keep showing up and, you know, share in your generosity and in your, you know, in your full ability, your full self-expression, knowing that 100% it's going to come back to you, right? That's where the muscle is that is being developed. And so I like to say what keeps you going through that process is that you get into a space of being able to express gratitude, right? This is kind of the cycle. Being able to see, vision, and imagine the possibilities, right? And then you have to step fully into trusting that co-creative process, whether you call it God, the universe, higher power, higher self, whatever it is, trusting that co-creative process that you're in, and then having the room to have the patience for the result to show up, right? And the more we do that, the more we go through that process of gratitude, possibility, trust, and then ultimately having the patience for it to show up, the faster the cycle starts to go. In the beginning, when we're developing the muscle, that's when it feels really, really difficult. But, you know, anybody who's worked out and trained their muscles, you know, you don't go to the gym once and then your muscles are developed forever, right? We have to keep going back. We have to keep training that muscle, and we have to train them in new and different ways so that they continue to be challenged and continue to develop and evolve, right? That is where our inner work comes in, and where we're always looking at and examining, who am I being, right? So if you're having a hard time being able to be patient, like, what's that about? Where did that come from? Like, just do a little inquiry about what it is to have patience, and, you know, what it means to give space and time for things to develop, and see what you come up with.
Yeah, I love this analogy of the garden. And I think it's such a beautiful reminder of, you know, the cyclical nature of things. And in the Western culture and with capitalism, we very much our brains are, you know, we're fast paced, and especially even as ambitious women, because if you're starting a business, you probably have some type of ambition where you have desires and goals and dreams. And we have this kind of like quick turnaround thing. And then it's so easy to be hard on yourself or to beat yourself up when it hasn't happened yet. And really, especially for, you know, women who are just starting on their journey with entrepreneurship, the first year of entrepreneurship is really, I like to call it planting seeds and really starting to cultivate a relationship and a connection with your audience or with your customers and clients, and developing your identity as a leader, developing your identity as a coach, as a healer, as a service provider. And, you know, these are things that do take time, and they do take this patience and, like you said, the faith. So
I think this is such a helpful framework and a reminder of the cycle and the process that it takes. And coming back to what you shared about gratitude, and we've talked a lot about on this podcast around visioning, like envisioning your future and imagining it as if it's already happening. So I know that you have wisdom around manifesting and the art of manifesting. And I'd love to hear a little bit more about, for someone who wants to deepen their manifesting skills in the realm of business and maybe following their soul calling, what are some of the tools that you use or methods that you use to support women in really being able to manifest what they desire?
Yeah. So I love this. I'm all about manifesting. I actually did a whole episode about this on my podcast not that long ago, The Upleveled Entrepreneur. That's the name of the show. I'll break it down for you. Really, when it comes to manifesting, I believe that there are essentially five steps. That the first step that you want to do, and this is what a lot of people talk about when they start out on a goal or something that they want to manifest, right? They get clear. Everybody knows you have to get clear about what you want, right? So that's usually where people stop before they get into action. And there are a lot of other steps before you get into action. So yes, get clear. That is the first step. Verify your vision. Make sure you really know why you want what you want. Like, what's behind the thing? Like, what's that going to provide? And I think that this is actually a very feeling space, right? So you might want something tangible, but what does that give me access to? What does that make available to me? Those are the kind of questions you want to ask yourself when you are attempting to get clarity about something, right? So you get the clarity, and then the next step is that you're going to make space for being able to be in the space of receiving. So you, let's just say you are going to, I work with a lot of interior designers, right? So you're going to redo your living room, let's say. And when you decide it's time to redecorate, you don't just suddenly bring in some new carpets and some new couches and some new draperies and put it into the room that was already set up the way that it was, right? First, you make space to redesign, right? So you clear out the old furniture, you clear out the old drapes, you maybe change the color of the paint on the wall, and then you bring in your new things. Energetically, it's the same thing when we're getting ready to manifest in our life or in our business. We need to make space. So you can go to your journal and you can clear out the clutter of the things that you've been thinking, right? Like, what's been holding me back? What are my limiting beliefs here? What has my, story been about what's possible? And, where is that holding me back? What am I willing to let go of and release, right? And then there's a very physical representation of this also. Like, maybe it's time to actually clear out some old file folders or, move and upgrade your drives and give yourself more storage space, right? So there's like a very physical representation to the making space portion of it. And then once you have the room, that's when you can start to kind of get into that visioning space. So the third step is to step into possibility or to step into the vision. And this is where you can, do the things that help you envision, whether it's like an electronic, like Pinterest board, or whether you're old school and you're tearing out from magazines and you're actually starting to get language around what's possible through other representations. We don't always have the words in our head, but we know the feeling that we're going for, right? So sometimes bringing in pictures and inspiration helps us get more in touch with that possibility. It's writing out the goals. It's all of those things that allow you to expand the container of what's possible, right? Then what you were talking about, like really having that balance of the divine feminine and masculine, being able to step into that action space where you determine what is going to cut it anymore as far as actions that I'm taking, and what's not going to cut it anymore, right? Like, what is no longer allowable? What am I no longer tolerating? What behaviors or actions do I need to give up or put aside? And what new ones do I need to cultivate? What new habits do I need to have? What are my new, like, operating rules, essentially? And from there, you then have to continue to cultivate that relationship with the divine, that thing that's bigger than you. When you're doing those five things, you become an energetic alignment, an energetic match for that which you wish to receive.
Amazing. We should have actually asked our listeners to have a pen and paper handy, I'm sure, for people who are listening who want to, you know, go back and re-listen to that. I think there's an opportunity to take some notes there. And, you know, that's one of the things with podcasts that I love, is you can get so much information, but really it is about the integration of it. So I love the framework that you shared, and it feels like each of those steps in its own is really a deep practice, and really each of those steps are powerful in themselves as well.
Yeah. I mean, I am just totally fascinated by manifesting, because the thing is, as we go along the journey, there are always new levels to get to. There are always new, you know, iterations of ourselves to explore. And it's really a never-ending journey. So when you start going down this path, and maybe this is why I say my path has been so windy, you have to kind of get into that space of being like a lifelong and continuous learner, but not get so caught up in the, you know, all the podcasts and all the books and all the courses and all the stuff, that you're not taking action along the way, because the access to being able to see what is being manifested is ultimately taking those actions. There's no like waiting to get it all perfect and, you know, like getting to the end of my story and then I'll jump into action, right? Like, I think that that's a critical pitfall to just be aware of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. totally hear you on that. I see that a lot too. Yeah. So there's one more piece that I wanted to talk about today and have you share about, which I think also is something that many, many people struggle with, is really being fully visible and allowing themselves to be seen. And it is such a vulnerable thing to put yourself out there. So what do you want to share about, you know, really stepping into visibility and embodying visibility?
Yeah. So I believe that stepping into and embodying visibility really comes back to your abundance mindset. And this is why I work so diligently with clients to be able to cultivate that abundance mindset. Because when we're in business and we know that it's the access to being able to do more of what we want to do and what we love to do in the world is being able to have people to serve, right? Then it becomes critical for us to be in front of people. But as human beings, mostly as adult human beings, because kids very rarely actually shy away from this. But as adults, we don't like to be, you know, put in the spotlight and like possibly rejected or criticized, right? So there's definitely being able to, that O in the host your life method, being able to own who you truly are, like being able to be really dialed into that if every human being is here on this planet to thrive, then that means me too, right? And so I just want to pause there for a second, because sometimes conceptually we can get that like every human being is here to thrive in their life, but then feel like the world is stacked against us, right? Like, but no matter what I do, it doesn't work out. And, you know, like we can kind of get into this like negative spiral downwards. But truthfully, not a single one of us is so special that we've been singled out by the universe, that everyone is here to thrive except you. So the first most basic thing when you're ready to step into visibility is to get that you are meant to succeed with it, right? And then to decide what's in alignment for you, right? Do you love writing? Do you love sitting down? Do you get lost in writing copy? Could you do that forever? Then, you know, you're going to thrive in the space of blogging and guest blogging and like feature articles and right in that space. If you hate sitting down and writing copy, but where you shine is conversation, then podcasting, either your own or guesting on others, that's going to be a really great space for you, right? So just kind of like assess your skills and what lights you up and what brings you joy. And then know that when you step into serving and being visible, that you start showing up with exactly what you have. And this is where that gratitude piece of the abundance cultivation really comes into play. You show up and you serve your first 3 followers, your first 300 followers, your first 3,000 followers, whatever that number is. You show up and you serve them like they're 3 million. You'd be so stinking grateful that they are there to listen and hanging on your every word. And that audience starts to grow because you are providing so generously that people can't help but rave about you. So this is the mindset that you have to have to step into. And this is like the energetic part of the energetic marketing that I talk about when it comes to putting yourself out there and stepping into visibility. And it's really all about what you want your brand experience to be like. Do you want people to pick up on that energy? Because people buy your energy and they buy your vibe way before they buy your product or your service, right? Do you want them to pick up on that you're not really here to serve them because they're not exactly who you want them to be? Or do you want them to pick up on you love them so much, you know you have so much to share with them, and that this is going to transform the stinking world? When you're serving from that place, they can't help but rave about you.
Wow, so many nuggets in there. I don't even know where to start, but I absolutely, you know, the alignment where what you just shared specifically around like the energy is what people are buying from is so, so true. And yeah, the mindset work is also so important when it comes to the visibility. So thank you so much for sharing this gift with us, with my listeners here on the podcast. And I know that you mentioned that you have your own podcast, and I'd love to share with the listeners who want to continue learning from you, where can they find you?
Yeah. So if you want to tune into my podcast, again, that's called The Upleveled Entrepreneur. But if you liked what I was sharing here about visibility, about abundance mindset, and about pulling all of that into your business, I actually do a free live training where I teach people to step into visibility, to really harness their authentic thought leadership, and to be able to become even more profitable in their business. And you can find out about that on my website. It's just AndreaFreemanConsulting.com/masterclass. And I do that specifically around podcast guesting because I did over 50 interviews as a podcast guest before I started my own podcast. And that's what led to, you know, like that being really successful. And it's a really incredible, generous space of collaboration. So I love podcast guesting. It's my favorite avenue of marketing. And so that's the vehicle for it. But really, there's just all the principles that I just pull back the curtain and give you the blueprint for being able to be more visible in your business inside of that masterclass.
Beautiful. Thank you so, so much for sharing that with us. And thank you again for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again for joining me for this episode of the Feminine Frequency Podcast with Andrea Freeman. I'm so grateful to have you here. And a friendly reminder that if you enjoyed this episode, please take a screenshot and share it on your social media. You can tag me at Amy Natalie Co. and use the hashtag Feminine Frequency Podcast. And once again, to get your early bird discount of $222 for my Feminine Frequency Journey, my 6-week course that's coming up, you can scroll down in the show notes and click the link. I cannot wait to serve you and support you, and we'll see you in the next episode.